DW Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. President Barack Obama has held talks with senior Republicans over the country's fiscal crisis, but they failed to reach a deal to avoid major spending cuts. Jobs and public services are at risk, and Obama has warned it could take a few weeks or even months to find a fix for the budget deadlock. Deutsche Welle correspondent Max Hoffman is in Washington. He says they agreed that the $85 million cuts, known as the sequester, need to be averted, but didn't work out how.
Everybody agrees that there must be some spending cuts because the U.S. deficit is just so large, but they don't agree where to put these spending cuts. Now, the thing with the sequester is there's absolutely no flexibility. It's just across-the-board cuts. It's pretty likely we will see some kind of bill in the coming days or weeks that give the White House a little more flexibility there.
In other news, Chad's President Idriss Déby says top al-Qaeda commander Abdelhamid Abu Zeid has been killed by Chadian forces in northern Mali. Déby made the announcement at a funeral for Chadian soldiers killed in fighting at the weekend. News agencies say he told opposition politicians that two jihadi leaders, including Abu Zeid, had been killed. Chadian troops, with support from French special forces, are part of a military mission to retake pockets of Mali held by al-Qaeda-linked rebels. French officials say they can't confirm the claims about Abu Zeid's death. Eight South African police officers have been arrested over the death of a taxi driver, alleged to have been dragged behind a police van. An investigation was launched after video footage was released, showing a man being handcuffed to a vehicle and then dragged along the road in Daveyton, east of Johannesburg. The victim has been named as 27-year-old Mido Machia from Mozambique. He later died in police custody. It's reported he was initially detained for parking his vehicle in the wrong way. President Jacob Zuma called the incident horrific and unacceptable. Philip de Wet is in Johannesburg following events.
We've had a lot of political reaction already. We've had a lot of media publicity around this. And it does seem that this incident can become an iconic one, can finally be one of those incidents that tips the scale somewhat and gets us some action in terms of the fairly widespread police brutality that we know is going on in South Africa every single day.
Eight officers are due to appear in court on March the 4th in connection with the incident. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Fighting in eastern Congo between two factions of the M23 rebel group has killed around 23 people. The new splinter of M23, reported to be led by President Jean-Marie Runiga, attacked the main faction in Chanzu near the border with Uganda on Friday. The fresh violence and the split in the M23 has halted the rebels' negotiations with the Congolese government. The UN estimates around 4,000 civilians have fled to Uganda, with more expected in the next few weeks. Venezuela's Vice President Nicolas Maduro has announced that President Hugo Chavez is battling for his life. Chavez hasn't been seen in public since early December following cancer surgery in Cuba. He returned to Venezuela last week and is reported to be in a military hospital in Caracas. Chavez has named Maduro as his preferred successor. The vice president made this statement on Friday.
We know why Commander Chavez did not take care of his health. Our commander is ill because he gave his life for those who do not have anything and never had anything. That's the truth. He's battling for his life, his health, and we are there with him.
German lawmakers have approved a new copyright law which could affect the internet. It states that websites and search engines should pay to repost intellectual property. Search engine giant Google says the law could harm anyone who uses the internet. If the law is approved, search engines will have to buy a license to republish original content. Websites which post collections of articles from different sources would also be affected. The legislation still has to be approved by Germany's upper house of parliament, the Bundesrat. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.